Buddy, and welcome to the Buddy Mind and Soul podcast. Hello, and welcome back. I know it seems like it's been getting longer and longer in between each episode, and that's because it is. I've noticed a pattern for a long time now, and it's always been there, but acknowledging and becoming more aware of these patterns is what I always try to do. I just kind of tend to shut off when I get emotionally burnt out, either by work or school, or my mind has been overstimulated, or I've just socialized a lot and I just kind of need to shut off and disconnect from talking to friends or family or posting on social media. And I think that for the most part, this is normal with most people, but it's actually not normal. I don't think it's normal for us to get burnt out so easily, but the fact is that we do because we're in a society where we work these long hours and then we have 2 days to rest, if that, for most people. And so I saw an article maybe a couple weeks ago that was saying they're considering shortening the work week to 4 days instead of 5. And I think that this could be a great thing just because 2 days is so short. It barely gives us enough time to even have fun and then recover or rest. And then we're back to work. It just feels like you blink your eyes and then you're back to working. So I think that they should shorten the work week. And it's already been proved. I think it's Norway that has shortened the work week to 4 days, and they did prove that people were more productive and they weren't so burnt out by the end of the week, and they were able to get so much more work done because they were more motivated to work and put in the work into that time span instead of, you know, feeling like a zombie all week. I don't know. Anyways, here I am just kind of ranting. And so it's post Thanksgiving now and we're in December, and I just want to give a little update on where I've been. So this year for Thanksgiving, I hope that you guys all had a great time with family or friends or with yourself or your pets. This Thanksgiving was so special to me because it's been about 10 years since I was back in California to spend it with my family. And my mom and my brother, sisters, my nephews, my cousins, and getting to meet my new nephew, it was just all so special to me. And it's not like I don't have a close relationship with my family either. We've always had a close bond that I felt since we were kids. It's just that moving and living in a different state now has made it hard to maintain through time, and we're getting older. So when we get together now, I do cherish it because the last time I was with my siblings, living with them, I was 14. So yeah, it's been quite a while now. So as I get into today's episode more, I will explain kind of the reason why I haven't been back home for 10 years. And what's more fitting than talking about the holidays, mainly about Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe other holidays, but I don't have an exact fact that I could give you about the origin of where these holidays have derived from. I should probably look it up, but I don't care too much. It's just always been a very intimate holiday to gather with family or loved ones, and a lot of the times, we put so much importance into that holiday. Now, I don't know about you, but the holidays for me, given my situation, has always been different than everyone else's. It's always been pretty rough emotionally for me. And I think last year was the first Thanksgiving and Christmas that was just as smooth as it could be, aside from having to deal with COVID and gathering with people. I just felt emotionally and in my relationship, it was the first time where I didn't have anxiety or problems didn't arise, and it was nice. So when I moved to Texas when I was about 13, the traditional holidays that I was used to as a kid really changed and it shifted dramatically when I was no longer with my family. Now, I do want to state that I am extremely grateful and blessed with the Thanksgiving and Christmas and holidays that I've had here in Texas with my family that lived here, because I was given so many things as a young kid who didn't come from having a super luxurious life. I was super fortunate and lucky, without a doubt. But at the same time, as a young teenager, while I was experiencing all of these great external things, I was always still internally sad and missing home and my immediate family that I grew up with. And I did have my siblings here in Texas for a year or so, and that helped with feeling homesick. But once they moved back and I was kind of on my own with, my cousins or uncle and aunt, it was extremely difficult to feel like I had that home feeling during the holidays. So every year, whether it was a birthday or the holidays, it was a really lonely time for me because I also didn't have a lot of friends because I moved about 3 times during 8th grade to 10th grade. I moved every year. And it was impossible to befriend someone when I went to high school with 4,000 kids. It was a huge school, and it felt like I was kind of a ghost in most of my classes. I didn't really initiate conversation. I wasn't super talkative, and I didn't feel like a lot of people were either. There were a few people that, I was able to create a friendship with, which was nice, but for the most part, I didn't have a lot of super close best friends. I had like 2 best friends at the time. Anyways, it wasn't until I started dating that the holidays really changed a lot for me emotionally, and my environment was very different because I had that love and support that I could turn to or lean on. But that's also what led to a lot of issues for me, because I was suffering a lot with my internal loneliness and the lack of family and that home feeling. So I put a lot of expectation onto my partner or other people to meet those needs during those holidays. So although the holidays are supposed to be, this joyous time, you're supposed to have a lot of fun, happiness, peace, love, it was a time of a lot of problems and arguments for me with my partner because my world so heavily revolved around my relationship. And the reasons for these arguments was because I had all of these expectations that I wanted my partner to meet, and he just wasn't capable of meeting those needs. And this was for the partners that I had dated in the past throughout the years. It was kind of always the same pattern with the person that I had dated. But with that said, I felt like we also argued a lot because we just didn't have the same perspective at the end of the day. And it's really difficult when your partner doesn't have the same ideas or perspective in regard to the holidays, because then someone has to compromise. And while relationships do consist of compromising, of course, you have to draw that boundary for yourself. And I wasn't doing that. I was just kind of crossing their boundary, and they weren't really able to give me what I needed. So it just ended badly. Sure, the holidays will come with compromise, but if you compromise for one thing, then you probably compromise for others. And that's where I was at. Where I'm sure a lot of you have experienced in dating. I was just sad and lonely, and I wanted so badly to just feel the joys and happiness that I used to as a kid during these holidays. So, throughout my teenage and young adult years, the holidays were hard for me to get through because there was just always arguments arising. I was projecting my loneliness onto my boyfriends, and I just wanted to be comforted and supported. And I didn't have anyone that could tell me that perspective. So for many years, I just always put so much importance onto my relationship when it came to the holidays, when in reality, I should have just, took it upon myself to bring myself happiness and give myself what I want for the holidays. So now, as I've grown older, I just realize, you know, if I want something done, then I'll make it happen. If I want to go do something or I want a certain gift or whatever, I'm capable of that. And although it's nice to receive gifts from people, it is a setup for failure to have expectations of other people that you know they can't meet. So the significant problem in my life that I had experienced was that my boyfriend and his family were always my priority when it came to Thanksgiving or Christmas. I would always choose and prefer to spend it with them than with my own family for the reasons that I was in a different state, but I had thought, you know, the person that I was with was going to be in my life forever and we were going to become a family. I was trying to make a home and have that feeling. So even though I could have spent it with my own family, you know, save the money, fly back to California, I just felt like I needed to create this permanent home where I was at, and that was with my partner. So a few years ago, I had a pretty hard time around the holidays. I was still single, or newly single, and still processing, letting go of my relationship. But it was a complicated relationship, a lot of highs and lows. And before the holidays, I had found out that my grandma in California had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And it was really hard to process grieving my relationship with my partner that I had fallen out from and the possibility of losing my grandma. I will be talking about grief in my next episode and dive a bit more into that situation and dealing with those losses. The most significant moment was when reality really gave me a huge slap in the face, and that was when I was dumped about 2 or 3 days before Christmas. As you can imagine, it was absolutely devastating. There's no real great way about it, especially when you've been fighting for a relationship for so long and it just kind of pulls you right under again. So aside from going through all of that sadness and all the feels, I had already booked my flight to California before that breakup about 2 days after Christmas. So not only did I feel like a complete idiot that I had prioritized spending Christmas with my partner and their family, I spent Christmas Eve and Christmas alone on my couch in my own apartment, absolutely by myself, with the help of my cat Okra. She was really the one thing that got me through, which if you live alone, I absolutely recommend having a pet. I know they can be a lot of work, but having a cat is super low maintenance and it's the best choice I've made, aside from being allergic to it. But it just really, she helped me get through that situation so much. Multiple breakups. So spending that time alone with her just helped me process all of the decisions I had made and the emotions I was going through. These moments were the ones that were a real wake-up call. Not to say that you shouldn't prioritize your relationship or your partner because everyone's situation is different, but really thinking about what is truly important to you, especially when you already know that you're not in a truly healthy relationship and you've been burned by someone so many times, you really need to start thinking about yourself and putting yourself first, because when shit hits the fan, it will catch you off guard so quickly. If this has taught me anything, it's to always put myself first. No matter what the situation, at the end of the day, you only have yourself. And even though those years are behind me, it's just always a feeling of despair that arises around this time. Just like any trauma or significant situation that has occurred around the holidays, it changes those moments for you because of these experiences you live through. It does and will get easier, and the Christmas I had after these experiences were great. That's the thing about these things we go through. It really does show me how far I've come, and I wouldn't change the past at all. I know a lot of people may not agree, but I truly am grateful for all of the hurt and pain that I have experienced, and it's helped make me more aware about how to avoid that in the future and how to navigate my emotions a little bit better. So fast forward to 2021, returning back home for Thanksgiving and spending time with my mom and my siblings and all my family was just so heartwarming. And it really just reminded me to make that effort to spend more time with my family and the people that I love, because they are so important to me. And as silly as it sounds, it's taken me a long time to realize how much I miss spending time with my family. My sister also visited Texas last week, and it had been about 5 years or so since she had been back. So that was really special, because if any of you guys have grown up with siblings and have that close bond, it really is unlike any friendship that you'll ever have. So that did bring me a lot of joy to have her here and to get to spend more time with her. But I had also spoke a little bit about feeling that loneliness or homesickness during the holidays. I think it had to do with moving to Texas when I was in middle school, being taken away from that environment of having a home and being surrounded by family on holidays. It made me extremely sad when I had moved and had to learn how to process that on my own, which was a huge struggle for me as a preteen, learning how to deal with being away from my family. So even through the past years and now when I visit my family in California, I'm so happy that I'm there and that I'm spending time with them. But I can be sitting on the couch with my siblings and my mom, and I still just feel this wave of being homesick. And I'm not sure if it's because maybe my partner isn't with me, the person that I'm with all the time, that might make me feel a little bit more safe or at home. But it's an extremely weird feeling to be home and still feel uncomfortable. And just wanting to go back home, but not knowing where home is. A little depressing, but I know I'm okay. And I just have to remember that my feelings are just being triggered by old experiences that have happened, and that I will be able to get through those feelings and emotions and to embrace the moments that I do have with my loved ones. The purpose of today's episode that I wanted to convey is that it's okay to feel lonely, homesick, or sad during the holidays, or maybe not even care about them. Some things you go through are going to take time to process and move through, and that's okay. Some people will ebb and flow throughout your life, and that's going to be hard, but you're going to be okay. It's all really fucking hard sometimes, but building that home and working on your self-worth and love is so important. I know it's corny and it's repetitive, and some people just don't want to hear it, but that's literally what got me through my own experiences. Just reminding myself every day that I'm strong, I'm worthy, I'm capable of so many great things. And I know it's easier said than done, but you have to put in that work. And don't be afraid to lean on those who love you, because even when it feels really, really lonely, there are people that want to help you and want you to know that you're not alone. So with that said, I hope you have a Merry Christmas or a not Merry Christmas, and enjoy it with your friends, your family, but most importantly, with yourself. And until my next episode, thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I love you. Bye.